ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama recently announced that schools that have been closed since March will not open until the country is COVID-19 free, putting a huge question mark on when students and teachers can return. While the Ministry of Education is providing students learning materials so that they can learn from home, many students and their families say they are struggling. Two teachers, Anna Kubunakoro and Ilisoni Ratusai from Study Point Tuition, are offering tutoring services for these children, but they don't expect to get paid, with cash at least. They're using the now extremely popular Facebook page Barter for a Better Nandi, which is one of the several pages hoping to support Fijians impacted by job losses caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ilisoni Ratusai says bartering for tutoring has seen some tasty deals, and he spoke with reporter Marla Damati.
Tutoring business is something I hadn't planned for in my life because I was a law graduate. I joined in English teaching back in 2013. So after I was teaching, then I realized that I needed, when I compared my teaching and then helping out kids at home, there's a total difference because it is sort of, they were lacking what the basic fundamental concepts in English compared to the international students I was teaching. So I was thinking there's a big gap in public school, the English curriculum.
And have many students and parents reach out to you and to Study Point Tuition Centre to get lessons?
Yes, I started the centre. Actually, Study Point is made up of two centres. Mine is Study Point, and the other tuition centre is called 7 AM. So because of this pandemic, we both directors from different tuition centres decided to collaborate.
Now, talking of the COVID-19 pandemic, it is quite a difficult time. You know, schools in Fiji have been closed since March. Why did you decide to offer your services on Fiji Barter for Better?
I just recently opened up. I'm also administrator for the Barter for Better Nandi page. So after I was seeing there was a couple of posts of people offering their tutoring services with Barter, maybe every single teachers who had teaching experience. So, and also on the other hand, I felt like there were parents who were not reluctant to bring their kids over to the center because they thought, our existing parents, it was still expensive for them to send over because most parents were unemployed. But then come to think of it, when I saw deep onto the mechanism of the barter system, and then teacher Anna and I, my business partner and I, decided to try it otherwise. Maybe in this case, we'll be reaching out for parents even at the very vulnerable states, those who cannot afford to bring over their children. They can even use that mechanism of barter to actually, use it as a platform to bring education closer to their doorsteps.
So being able to access tutoring for their children in exchange of goods and services, the community must have been really excited at this prospect.
They are very excited. And what we're surprised about is that enrollments are just, they're just drowning in every single day. So when I finish up in a day, I get 10 to 15 friend requests on Facebook, and all of them are just parents who are interested to bring over their children, and they're willing to barter anything at all. Not only with goods and services, you just said, my friend, it was not only, we were even surprised. We weren't expecting that much of things from the students. So what we told them is that we encouraged them not actually to bring out the value of the prices of the tuition that we are charging, but anything at all. So what? Even a parent came and brought seafood, and even root crops of that sort, and even baked goodies. And today we got in a parent who made roti and curry, just lunch for the teachers. That was something. We could see that the initiative was counted so much. How they wanted the children to come and learn phonics and how to read here at the centre.
You know, as a teacher, how important is it to you for students to be able to access this education, especially not being able to go to physical school, being able to have tutoring sessions and have this opportunity?
To me as a teacher, not only as a teacher, but to me as a third party between parents and the education system, I feel that we play a vital role. We stand in for parents. When they're at work, we stand in for the schools when the schools are closed. I feel like it is important that we provide these services because these are the only chances that they can get their own focus group, the study groups, then studying in bigger numbers. So this also encourages them to develop quickly, more comparatively to the local schools.
Now, during this global pandemic, you know, as a tutor yourself, do you worry that maybe some students might fall behind because they aren't able to do the work they need to do in their home setting, or that are struggling and don't have access to tuition like you are offering? Is there a worry that some students might be behind when school does eventually open back up?
There is certainly a lot of worries. I was getting, like, after I had advertised on Butter for Better Nandi page, I was surprised that many parents were messaging me and asking and sharing with me their problems and their concerns at home. Like, they feel most of the children are like are really laid back, like are laid behind with with regards to worksheets, and you know, because they don't have time to actually get feedback from the teacher. They don't have time to go to school and ask teachers and to instruct them on what exactly they should do with their worksheet. And many of them have been really having problems with their note coverage during this school break. And we're trying to reach out to these families for them to come over, and even though they don't have to pay for anything, they don't have to barter for anything, as long as they know they're on the same wavelength as other students on their level, as long as no one is affected, no one is left behind.
What advice or what message would you like to give the students and teachers in Fiji at the moment who are maybe feeling a little bit unsure of what their future will look like in terms of when school will get back? What message would you like to give them?
I've always been telling myself that, you know, for teachers, like people who are play behind the scenes of education, we need to be grateful of the opportunity that we have now, that we get to stay home, but maybe we can, you know, expedite our skills on people who really need it. Like most students, they feel lost. They feel vulnerable at state right now. So my advice to children who don't know that third parties like us, avenues like us, they can seek for help. Their parents can use media platforms and other resources to actually communicate their need and their problems to us, so that we can come and visit them. I mean, in that way, when we work in collaboration with the parents and with the community, and we network with other people, because in Fiji, it's easier to network around with many, many people around you in society, regardless of your ethnicity and your racial background. It's easier to always communicate to other people. So we can use these mechanisms to actually, you know, see somebody who's suffering and offer your help and your services to them as well.